Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakta Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nivisesha Shinyavadi Paschatate Jatarani. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 25th Chapter, Text 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Esham Ashiyavaliptanam. Krishne Nadma Pitamatnam. Adunuta Sri Mada Stambham Pashun Nayata Sanshayam. Esham Shriyavaliptanahum Krishne Nadma Pitamanam Dunuta Srimata Stambam Pashunayata Sangshayam. Esham Shriyavaliptanaham Krishne Nadma Bhatatmanam Dunuta Srimata Stambham Vashunayata Sangshayam. Esham Shriyavaliptanaham Krishne Nadma Bhatatmanam Dunuta Srimada Stambham Vashunayata Sangshayam. Okay. Okay. Esham of them. Shriya by their opulences. Avaliptanam. Who are intoxicated. Krishnena by Krishna. Adma Pita. Actually, it's Adma Pita, not Pita. You know, it's not a long I there. I notice that everybody, when they're doing the verse, they're pronouncing the I and pitta as pita. Pita, my father. Fortified. Atmanam, whose hearts? Dunuta, remove. Shri, based on their wealth. Mada, being maddened. Stambam, their false pride. Pashun, their animals. Nayata, bring. Sangshayam, to destruction. Translation, to the clouds of destruction, King Indra said, the prosperity of these people has made them mad with pride, and their arrogance is backed up by Krishna. Now go and remove their pride and bring their animals to destruction. So you can repeat, to the clouds of destruction, King Indra said, the prosperity of these people has made them mad with pride. And their arrogance is backed up by Krishna. Now go and remove their pride and bring their animals to destruction. So purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. It is clear from this verse that the residents of Vrindavana had become highly prosperous simply by protecting cows, since Indra wanted to destroy their pride based on wealth by killing their animals. Well-tended cows produce large quantities of milk, from which come cheese, butter, yogurt, ghee, and so on, which young people can enjoy. These foods are delicious by themselves and also enhance other foods such as fruits, vegetables, and grains. Breads and vegetables are delicious with butter, and fruit is especially appetizing. Almost ready to stop being a vegan when reading this particular purport. If the cows are protected, which they were in Vrindavan, believe me, when mixed with cream or yogurt, dairy products are always desirable in civilized society, and their surplus can be traded for many valuable commodities. Thus, simply by a Vedic dairy enterprise, the residents of Vrindavan were wealthy, healthy, and happy. Even in the material sense, and most of all, they were eternal associates of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Wow. So, Esham Chiavalitanam Krishna Nadma Pitamanam Dunuta Srimatastambam Pashunayata Sangshayam. So Om Ganativiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Un Meditam Yena Tosmai Shigurve Namaha. So there's several interesting points here, I mean, that I want to touch upon. You know, one is, what is opulence? And then we'll also touch upon the opulence of the Supreme Lord. And then we'll also talk upon the problems with material opulence, what it does to your mind. Because Indra is not completely wrong here in the sense that he's understanding the material opulence can bewilder you. And of course, Queen Kunti understands this quite well. Janmai Shvarya Shutasya Shibir Enamana Adapuman. She says, people get bewildered by their so-called good birth, their opulence in the sense of wealth, their learning. There's so many trophies they have on the wall. Sorry about the one. So their learning, their abilities, their strength, Shribir, or their beauty. Yeah, bodily beauty, which is very transitory. Actually, the gopis were very worried that they were saying, isn't it a woman's beauty only lasts for a very short time? So how are we going to attract Krishna later on? Of course, we understand they had spiritual bodies, so it's not that Srimati Radharani or Krishna ever looked like an old person. You know, it's not that, you know, just like yesterday someone sent me a video of one of my older godbrothers, and I was just going, oh my God. And then sometimes I look in the mirror and it's just, oh my God. That's even worse than a video. But they have spiritual bodies. So they don't get old. But these things bewilder one in this world. Indra is absolutely correct in this, but he's not correct in talking about how the Supreme Lord and his associates get bewildered because of this opulence, because Krishna is the possessor of all the opulence, right? I mean, that's one of the definitions of God. And it's interesting that in the Vedic literatures, we actually have a definition of who God is. And of course, this is definition means the one definition. There's other definitions, you know, Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchananda Vigraha Nadi Radir Govinda Savakarana Karma. He's the cause of all causes. In the Bhagavad Gita, you also have what? Aham Adir Hidevanam. And then Krishna says that everything comes from me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhupatak Sarvam Pravartite. These are other definitions. But as far as relating to the verse today, we see that God's, one of the definitions of God is he has all these opulences. You know, he's wealthy. You know, we're going to go through all the six opulences, obviously. He's extremely wealthy. I mean, you can't give him anything that he doesn't have because he owns everything. What do you give to the man who has everything? Actually, there's one thing that Krishna doesn't have. You. Your love. That's one thing he's lacking. And you see in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that in the interaction that Krishna has with Gopal Kumar, Krishna is so happy to have him back in the spiritual world. Krishna says, you know, I was wondering, when is he coming back to me? Can you imagine? That's love. Because love is fully manifested when you don't need something from the person who you are loving, right? You don't need, you know. Generally, you know, I go to someone, oh, I love you, can you give me a donation? But I don't say that. It's like, well, with my mother, I did say that. When I wanted a car, I said, can you pay for a car? She said, well, you're an adult. I said, you're my mother, and I love you. And she paid for it. You know, Prius, but, you know, what can you do about it? Generally, you know, there's some emotional need that we're meeting with someone, right? You know, someone, and we're dumping all of our emotional garbage on someone. Or there's some physical need, like, can you cook for me? I love you, please cook for me. Or something. But Krishna has unlimited Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevimanam Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna has unlimited Lakshmis, and they all know how to cook, I assume. And there's Surabhi cows, and there's desire trees. So, you know, he doesn't need anything. So in other words, he has everything, and he loves us so much that he wants us to be with for our own sake. And also, you know, emotionally, he loves us. The love, there's the causeless. You know, people talk about causeless love, and Krishna has causeless love, which is interesting. And we should also have causeless love, ahaitukiya pratyata, for Krishna. What is causeless love described as in terms of us? It means without any material cause, but love in itself is the cause of love. Wow. Not because Krishna is God, but because Krishna, like Prabhupada said, whether or not Krishna is God, we love him. But of course, Prabhupada knows that Krishna is God, but Krishna is taking the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. Doesn't matter. Krishna is God or not God. It's inconsequential. We love him. That's love, where there's no cause. Hetu. Apratyata means it's not stopped under any circumstance. And you see that best with Srila Prabhupada's interactions or carrying out the order of his spiritual master, coming to the Western world, you know, and I've gone through this many, many times before with all these different impediments and everything, but there was no impediment. There's no impediment to pure devotional service. It's not stopped under any condition. Even if you're disabled, even if you're crippled, you can't do something, then you can meditate like that Brahmin mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, who was meditating on offering sweet rice to Krishna. And then as he was meditating and offering sweet rice, he wanted to make sure it was cool enough so he could offer it to Krishna. And then he touched it in his meditation, and he burnt his finger in his meditation, and he came back to external consciousness, and the finger was burnt. And then Krishna was laughing at the whole thing and took him back to Godhead. So anyway, so let's talk about the Lord's opulence or strength. You know, even with his partial expansion of Shesh, he's holding up all the universes like grains of mustard seed. You know, how difficult would it be for us to hold up a mustard seed or a whole bunch of mustard seeds? It's not difficult. So wealth, strength, renunciation, that he owns everything and he doesn't even get himself a Tesla. He's not interested. He's completely detached. I mean, just like the story of Ranchorji. Ranchorji is when Krishna ran away from the battle. He was fighting Jarasandha. And he and Balaram just ran away. And, you know, for a Kshatriya, like Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, what? For one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. So Krishna's not even concerned with his reputation. He doesn't care if people call him a liar for fighting in, or interfering in the battle of Kurukshetra and defending Arjuna. And of course, fame, even the atheists, they talk about God. He's quite famous. They dedicate their whole life to trying to prove that God doesn't exist. Can you imagine dedicating your whole life to trying to prove that someone doesn't exist? Which is impossible anyway, because to say that someone doesn't exist, not only God, but anybody doesn't exist, then you would have to be God. So you're dedicating your whole life on the premise that you're God, based on the premise that you're God. So he's so famous, everybody's just like, no, I don't believe in God, I'm an atheist. Atheist means you're spreading the fame of God. And intelligence, of course, Matasmritir Yadavapoanam Cha, giving us all intelligence, remembrance, forgetfulness, and finally, the beauty. And we told that story many times before when Sripad Ramanujacharya had this Dhanardas go and look at the eyes of the deity. Dhanardas forgot about the eyes of his girlfriend. Just the eyes of Krishna. Tribhanga, you know, threefold bending form, all these things. So anyway, so Krishna has all these opulences, so he's not puffed up by his opulence, because one of them is renunciation. So Indra's completely wrong, although the residents of Vrindavan are truly opulent. In this world, we have a misunderstanding of what constitutes opulence. You know, we think it's a lot of either paper money, not even paper money, let's say even entries in our bank account that we check on the internet from time to time, or even worse than that, you know, cyber money now, right? You know, it people are just being cheated. There was this one person who just came up with a certain type of cyber currency. We're not going to mention the name. Anyway, it's Dogecoin. And he admittedly, on the internet during a program last Saturday, he admitted it's a scam. So they come out with this cyber currency, and all of a sudden it goes from one penny to, I don't know how much, you know, whatever it is, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, each of these coins that are just like, and some people are miners. You're a miner too, right? Yeah. So that, well, if you can make money, you know, all glories to you. You know, I'll be your best friend. So but it's not opulence. It's just like, it's like Kali Yuga brand of opulence. You know, it's cheating. It's part of the one of the principles of irreligiosity. You know, cleanliness, mercifulness, truthfulness, and austerity. It's like lying propaganda, which destroys truthfulness. And you see this lying propaganda not only in regard to money, but you see this so much in regard to politics right now in the United States. And, you know, I don't want to give a class on politics, but there was one lady who was telling the truth. I'm not going to get into the names, the details, or anything like that, in a political party. And she was basically taken out of her position and shamed by the rest of the political party because she was one of the few people who would tell the truth. You know, people have just become brown nosers in Kali Yuga. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just lying. So anyway, getting back to opulences. So this money and whatever and position and everything is not an opulence. According to the Vedic system, land, you know, and gold and cows and health, that's real opulence. Why? Because it gives you happiness. You know, what do you really want? What is your need? Like oftentimes when I'm giving this seminar about, you know, needs and empathy, and people, I ask people, you know, why are you working? Is it money? I need money. I said, you don't need money. They said, really? Tell me. I said, money is a strategy. I'm not saying don't work. I won't be responsible for your food every day. You know, people say, oh, Maharaj told me not to work, you know. Ananyas chinta yanto mam yejana paripasite. Yogik shem baham yam. Madam Indravari Krishna is going to come and bring me my kheer or milk every day. I'm not telling you that, but just understand that it's a means to fulfill your need, which is, you know, food and shelter and everything like that. So once one has that, and actually, even more than that, of course, those are basic, is actually, Prabhupada said, society, friendship, and love, divinely bestowed upon God by man. And he indicated that actually happiness comes from relationships, you know, when you have your basic needs fulfilled, obviously food and everything like that. So the residents of Vrindavan, they have this wonderful loving relationship with Krishna and also with themselves too. So they are so happy and they are truly opulent. And it's not causing them to be prideful, you know, falsely prideful. They're proud of Krishna, but not falsely prideful. And this false pride, it is a fact that when one succumbs to the lure of material opulence, one can be falsely proud. And Indra is a perfect example in that regard. You know, it's called Atmavat Manyate Jagat. He's proud of his position. You didn't give me my offering. Like no one else is giving him his offering. It's not like the poor guy is starving to death. I'm sure there's plenty of other people on the earth planet who are offering to Indra. Right? So he's not starving, but he's thinking, I'm the Indra. And then, of course, we know from Bhagavad Gita what Jayato Vishak Pumsam Sangostesha Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kama Krov Vijayate. He's actually going through this whole process that's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. He's contemplating what he, you know, not that he needs the food they're offering or whatever, but he's contemplating their praise of him and their worship of him. That's really what it's getting down to. You know, some people just like to be worshipped. I was talking to one guru. He said, you know, I just need my daily guru puja every day. You know, just like, makes me feel alive. So anyway, don't worry. He's not feeling like that now. So anyway, so this is pratishta, which is subtle sex desire, basically. He's missing his worship. He's contemplating on it. He's very attached to it. Anyway, we see this with many things in this world, the things we really want. Like, I really want to go to the seashore. I really want to go to the seashore. I really want to go to Disney World. I really want to, isn't it? And then you get, it's just like you obsess. So he's also, you know, obsessive compulsive behavior. He's obsessing on it. That's really, all of us are doing this when we become attached to something, we contemplate something. It's not that we have, you know, some mental illness like obsessive compulsive disorder. Some of us may. But we must have it. I'm the controller. I'm not in control. I'm trying to control this person's life. I'm trying to control my disciple's life. And then you just obsess on it, and then contemplating sense objects, subtle sense objects sometimes, you know, which isn't the case here. Then you get attached, you get lusty. Lusty doesn't mean, you know, just like the sex stuff. Lusty can mean, you know, you're just like, I gotta have it, and if I don't have it, and then you get angry. Kurtabhavati samoha. And then, then you get samoha. You get an illusion, complete illusion. Samoha. Smriti vibhrama. And then you forget about what your responsibility is, and then you start to kill people. And so, Indra is actually the one who's guilty. Guilty as charged, as they say. And this is a common phenomena that not only applies to Indra, but applies to people in this world. I mean, I could think of one example. This is an interesting example. Henry Ford, you may not know this as an example, but I learned it in my empathy class, that in the beginning when he was first starting his factories, he was very empathic with all of his workers and treating them nicely and everything like that. But when the money started to come in, he got up. And then he just, as Prabhupada said, actually I wrote this quote down, it's really interesting. Yaya se lanka se haya ravana. What does that mean? That what if one goes to Lanka, one becomes Ravan. Or, you know, there's other sayings like, what's it? Was that Lord Acton who said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? You know, there's so many statements like that. That, you know, people get a position or get money or opulence and then they just become so prideful. And, you know, other stories actually I wrote down here that I could make reference to. I mean, even like Krishna's own son, Samba. Everybody knows Samba? Jambavati's son. And, you know, he was very proud. He was, of course, like little cheeky, naughty. That's a nice nice expression that they use in India for children who are naughty. He's cheeky. It's kind of cute. So he was very prideful, you know, and the other boys of the Yadav dynasty were very proud. You know, we're Krishna's family. And so what happens is, this is actually part of the story of the destruction of the whole Yadu dynasty, that the sages were assembled at, was it Pindaraka or something like that, I forget the exact pronunciation of that name, and Nardamun and the other sages, and the boys were thinking, yeah, we're gonna play a trick on those sages. Yes, pride. And so what happened is that they dressed Samba up and drag as a girl. And they put a little, I guess, pillow in his stomach or something like that. And they said, they brought Samba up before the sages and said, sages, please tell us what type of child, well, the gender, the original gender reveal party. Now these people are so crazy. They kill each other when they're revealing the gender of their kids. I mean, these people are just crazy nowadays. They explode things. What does that have to do with your kid's gender? And nowadays you may decide to change it anyway later on. So anyway, so Samba goes up and he appears to be very pregnant. And the kids say to the sages, is it going to be a boy or a girl? And the sages know, these kids are actually proud. And they say, yeah, well, she's going to give birth to a club that's going to destroy the whole Yadu dynasty. And so they all go back to Ugrasen. Ugrasen says, you know, we can make him. This is also false pride. You know, we're going to make some material adjustments so it doesn't happen. You know, you think you could make a material adjustment against the will of Krishna's devotees or the sages or Krishna? You know, so they make this material adjustment, which is grinding up this club, which actually pops out, somehow or other pops out of Samba. It's not described how it popped out of him, but it got out of him. You know, anyway. So they grind up this club into little pieces, like particles. And then they throw it in the ocean. They think, this, you know, we got it made. And, you know, one particle, they couldn't really get, you know, it was like, I guess the size of an arrowhead or something like that. And so the particles are washed ashore. I guess it was just an ordinary club. And the particles grow into these, like, strong, like, iron-like canes. And that one piece was used to shoot at Krishna. But anyway, so pride. You know, pride of Samba, the members of the Yadu dynasty, and then also the Yadu dynasty later on, out of pride. Of course, this is Krishna's plan. I understand that. They got drunk and they fought with each other. And even there's a story, it's in the Mahabharata, that Balaram was killing some of the members of the Yadu dynasty because they were getting uproarious. And so this whole thing happened out of pride because of their opulence. And then that another, well, actually I'm working on a story right now in the Gopal Champu about Pondraka, really funny story. Pondraka, of course, sends this note. It's the Gopal Champu actually goes into greater detail in the Bhagavatam. But Pondraka has a messenger sending this, taking this message to the Yadu dynasty. And the messenger is saying, give up, you know, you false Vasudev. Give up all of these, you know, the chakra and the club. Didn't mention the lotus flower. Just mentioned the weapons. Give all these things. And surrender to me, and maybe I'll protect you. And so everyone is laughing and laughing and laughing. And then, you know, Gopondraka, because he has some strength, he thinks he's God. Like you see, in India sometimes you have these yogis who declare themselves to be God or take worship as God. And, you know, they're even... temples to these people in the United States. There's actually, anyway, not going to get into it. Because there was a scandal in one temple recently where they were importing workers from India and paying them like pennies for each hour or something of work. So, he's God, and then he sees Krishna and the battlefield and says, give up everything. You're so proud. And then Krishna says, okay, I'll give you everything. Here's my chakra first. And the poor guy, not poor guy, because he gets liberated by being killed by Krishna, his head gets chopped off. Amazing. Because he was so proud. So, anyway, the end of the class is how... How do we give up? How do we take care of our false pride? You know, because One of the products or byproducts of bhakti, especially when you get to be someone as great as myself, anyway, I'm speaking facetiously, of course, is that anarthas arise from the byproducts of bhakti. So you get some appreciation. You know the philosophy. People ask you to give class on Zoom nowadays. And everybody's demanding, can you give classes? Maharaj, we want to hear from you. Maharaj, this. Or, sometimes, like Mother Urmila too, everybody's asking. So then you begin to think, how would this Krishna conscious movement go on without me? What's going to happen when I pass away? Anyway, you become prideful. So it is a real challenge when people are praising you, because sometimes there's the statement from the Vedic literatures, he who praises me is my enemy. He who criticizes me is my friend. So what do you do about this praise that you're getting? You always have to remember that Krishna says in the Gita, what? I am the ability in man and also woman. He means mankind. I'm the ability of mankind. And understand that Krishna is lending you your strength, ability, opulence, whatever you may have. It's his. Ishvashamidam sarvam gincha jagajam jagat tena jagdena punjita magritha kashasvidanam. And you have to keep in just repeating yourself to yourself over and over again, I'm a servant. Gopi Bharata Pada Kamala Dasa Dasa Dasanu Dasa. And Krishna is giving me this particular type of service right now. And then later I may be cleaning the toilets. But it's a service. I just remember when we first started the temple here, the one time that one of the toilets became clogged in the woman's bathroom. And so someone had put a toothbrush in the toilet. So I had to carry the toilet, take it outside and clean it. And people were saying, oh, you're a sannyasi, you shouldn't be doing this. And I said, well, I'm a servant. So one has to be ready not only to say that to oneself, but to be ready to do anything that Krishna wants. Even the most menial service, one has to be ready. And one should be thinking like that. I am simply a servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord. And whatever Krishna wants, he wants me, then I'm willing to do that. And then one keeps that in his mind and serves the Vaishnavas. Not only, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamala Dasa Dasa, I'm a servant of a servant. Serve the other devotees, whatever other interactions you have. Didati pratikranati guya makyati prichati bugde bojiate chaiva. Serve the other devotees continually, and then you will not succumb to this false pride if you do that. So, thank you. Oh, Mother Urmila, it's time to greet the deity. So,
there's a place where Prabhupada talks about spiritual pride, being proud of your guru and Krishna.
Yeah. Well, one has to be careful of that too, because, my guru's better than your guru. That's happened too. The point is we have to really temper that. I'm proud of my guru, but I'm not trying to establish my guru is better than anyone else's guru. Especially, Does that make sense? I mean, I don't have time to go through the whole thing. Because sometimes we're proud of the guru because he's my guru, not because he's necessarily any better than anyone else. like I'm proud of my car because it's my car. So we have to see where that pride comes from.
Govindam Adi Purusham Bhagavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandar Ako Vidamaniya Nishesha Shobha
Jai Padakamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Ye Chayai Jagachurai Netai Padakamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Yechaya jagachurai Hey, don't it die by Radha Krishna pai day night Jena korela Rone tai pai Radha Krishna Pahite Lai Trina Koreda Do Nityar Bahai Say Samana Nahi Jahar Pritcha Janma Gelatar Say Pashavano Nuracha Jai Sambana Nahi Pritcha Janma Gela Ta Say Pasha Paro Dura Pacha Nita Namo Dino Mo Ke Ke Machi Lam Sam Sarasu Ke Vidya kule ki ori betara Nityai namo le namo ke Aji lao samsara tsup ke Vidya kule ki ori betara Ahankara mata hoi aha Nityai pada pasha priya Asachere sacha korimane jaya karuna hoy bege raje rana krishna bhai bege yano nitai chanana dukane Nityaya Kyaurana Satya Tahana Sevaka Nitya Nityaya Pata Sada Kuru Asya Nara tamo bada duki ge Nittai mo reko na tsuke Nakuranga chanane ra pasha Nettai Bada Kamala Koti Chanda Chuse Tara Yechaya Jagatura Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Aki Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narad, Agarokyanandarad, Agarokyanandarad. Jai Radha, Lokananda Radha, Lokananda Radha. Jai Radha, Jai Radha, Radha, Jai Radha. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paravidakacharya, Alsutada, Satishi, Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindika Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakuru Ki Jai, Premsego Sri Krishna Chaitanya Padrabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadad Ha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivin Nikijai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopika Banat I'm Gunda Gunda Giddi Govardhan Kijai Vrindavaram Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindhi Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glorious he assembled the devotees. All glorious he assembled the devotees. All glorious he assembled the devotees. All glorious is she, Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Gurave Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami. Stasis Vadeva Deva Stasis Nivade Paschimadeva Shtani. In this material world, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing fire. And everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of millions of moons. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult to approach Radha and Krishna. But anyone who does not establish the relationship with Lord Nityananda is simply spoiling their boon of a human birth and the animal propensities of sense gratification. never saying the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. They become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and their academic education and birth in a high family or great nation will not protect them at the time of death. They become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Lord Nityananda. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. When you achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact, and anyone who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Nityananda immediately achieves their transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottamadas Thakur says, "My dear Lord Nityananda, I am very unhappy, so I am praying to you to make me happy. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet, Chai." Yeah. Not in education. Great nation, America.
Save them at the time of death.
Yeah. God bless America.